Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, August 27th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for coming in, tuning in, and we're just blessed to have you here with us tonight. Looking forward to a really good call. This will be our last call of this week, and so we look forward to it, as always. But before we go to Sue for a teaching, which should be really wonderful. We've had some beautiful ones that she has come up with. Let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue. Lord God, we thank you for all that you've done for us and with us and through us. Thank you for everything that's coming to us in the way of the blessing and the timing on that blessing looking very, very good. Thank you for all that you're doing to prepare us so we're going to be ready for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, special time, Thursday night at 9 o'clock-ish. Let's see what you have for us tonight, and thank you for providing a teaching for us tonight.
You're welcome. It's a privilege knowing all of us on the call and to support you, Bruce, and Bob, and here's the title for tonight, The Strategy of Heaven. We decree the supernatural enforcers will enforce your word in our lives. Holy Spirit continued with the prophetic word. My strategies are being implemented through the earth realm. Their territories have been sown with my seeds of transition. The remnant has been prepared to stand, and they are pawing the earth as war horses, anticipating battle. The apostles have received initial assignments. Coals of awakening and reformation are now raging fires within them. Love this imagery. My prophets have been anointed with eye salve. Their seers will see more clearly. I'm giving them penetrating vision to spirit realms. Uncompromising teachers are receiving the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and enlightenment as synergizing unity of the kings. Remnant leaders rise to lead with great boldness. Time and places are now connecting to the supernatural moment. Outpouring after outpouring after outpouring will rain down as promises are made manifest. They're not seasonal rains. They're in every season. You will surely shift from declarations of this will be and this is that. This is that which our Father spoke. This is that spoken by our King. The world will see in this supernatural, transitional, reformational era that I am the God of yesterday, now, and tomorrow. I am the God of the eternal future, and I am God of the now. My people will demonstrate I am the now God. My word is alive and true now. Victory is now. Deliverance is now. Healings and miracles are now. Freedom is now. Align your hearts. Align your words of power. Remnant army. Declare this is that which our God has promised. Declare now. Now. Know that time and places are connecting to my promise. Government angels assisting the authority have been sent. Awakening and reformation angels have created breakthrough. Division after division has been sent, and I have now sent the mighty ones of the seraphim, the order from the throne room, to assist you. Michael and Gabriel and Daniel, during this time of transition, are here to honor you and how you keep God's promise. What they and their armies did then, they will do now. And as in the skies of Bethlehem, they will prepare the way for the glory of the Lord to shine around and about the earth realm in these transitional times. In transitional times, the glory will rise in transformational and miraculous ways. Christ, your word is coming to pass here and now. May the world see and know your glory. Kingdom of heaven, come. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Wow, that was full.
That was beautiful. Wasn't that beautiful?
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Yes, it was.
I know.
Beautiful symbolism and movement, and I love the repetition of the word now.
I think
it's very appropriate. And, you know, this power, this dunamis, this power to do signs, wonders, and miracles is still here on this earth, that it comes from and by the Holy Spirit. That's how we achieve those things. And we can do those things. And what I like is the idea of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Jesus said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so it's beautiful to think in terms of an unchanging God. Yes, the plan changed, but God didn't change. And, of course, when you're omniscient and you know the end from the beginning, as God does, nothing catches him by surprise. Nothing you can do or will do or didn't do or whatever caught God by surprise. He saw the end from the beginning. He knows exactly what our calling is, and whether we're going to respond to it or not, and how we're going to move in our future. Our future is now. And I love the fact that that's important for us to conceive the fact that right now, today is the day of salvation. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And I think that so much of what we have, Sue, is based on moving forward from now on. We can't change the past. We're not going to do that. In fact, a lot of the past we need to let go. We need to let it go and just let it be in the rearview mirror. And we don't need to bring it forward. A lot of our past we can just let go and not bring forward. What we can do every day is start afresh. Begin now, moving forward into our new future together. Because that's what we're going to do. And that's what we should think about doing every day. You know, take it forward from here on. Speak things that are not as though they were. You know, it's so important that what you say is what will be. And that's what we want to impart to everybody tonight. I appreciate that teaching, Sue. I thought it was very beautiful. A lot of cool concepts in there, and thank you for it.
Welcome, Bruce.
And Bob, you are one who always talks in terms of today, right now, this day. So, the Bible says, choose this day whom you shall serve. Choose this day, today. And I think Bob has probably got some insight for us on this teaching tonight.
Yeah, you know, Bruce, this is another really, really great teaching. Thank you, Sue. You know, the one on Tuesday was really powerful, and This is like a follow-up to it. There's a lot of great blessings for motivation and inspiration in both of these teachings this week. And, you know, Bruce, I was thinking about this journal that's provided, you know, by Brendan Burchard. And when you open up his journal, the very first page, you know, it says, this planner belongs to, and you put your name there, and underneath it says, remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Brendan Burchard, and it's called the High Performance Planner. And just reading the three-page introduction is very inspirational, but it's designed to start first thing in the morning. And so when you wake up, there's a column in the journal called The Morning Mindset. And the first one is, what's one thing I can get excited about today? And then number three is, someone who needs me on my A game today is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very structured guide that helps you to stay focused and to be effective in what was in tonight's teaching and what your commentary was, Bruce. And it's just really cool because then it gives you a couple columns in the middle, you know, for your calendar for the day and your task list for the day. And then there's an evening journal that you do before bedtime, which is a reflection. And you grade yourself on six categories, including clarity and energy and courage and influence. And you give yourself a grade of 1 through 5, how you did. And then what I always do, which isn't part of the journal, is I then use the revision scissors. And it's just, as I was listening to the teaching, it just is coming to me how great it is to have such a brilliant psychologist like Brendan Burchard, that would go. You should see the trouble he went to make this high performance planner. Is really amazing.
Hmm.
And I was also thinking about the part of the teaching was talking about raining down, and it was a raining down of energy of sorts. And I started thinking maybe that rain is actually tears of joy that are being cried by God over the beautiful earth. And his tears are filling, you know, the oceans and turning them into seas of serenity and love. And this is where the miracles and the freedom that was in the teaching, this is what they grow from. When plants are growing, it's nothing less than a complete miracle. Nobody really knows exactly how it happens. But I've had this vision of the moisture of the tears of joy coming and creating this glory that was in the teachings, and the glory is the harvest from that rain.
Mm.
And then I was thinking, well, it's kind of a metaphor, but I think it's probably happening all the time. And every time we see rain, we can use it as a reminder of the glory of God that's animating our planet. and it's his gift to give us this harvest, but the harvest is what's never ending. It was yesterday, today, and forever. And that this is a harvest that had no beginning, and it's always going to be. And not only is it always going to be, but it's absolutely everywhere. And we can now just recognize that glory is here right now, and it's okay to begin our rejoicing and to claim that power, to claim that harvest of the glory for ourselves so that it can be shared with everybody that we come across all throughout the day.
That's good, Bob. I love that. And that's really cool about the planner. I like that planner and that concept. And speaking of the planner, you know, Sue and I talked years ago about, you know, doing one or two things per day, not trying to load your day up with 15 or 20 different things that you needed to do, but just set your goal to achieve one or maybe two things per day. Now, that sounds a little light, but in the big scheme of things, it's allowing you to have the time freedom to walk, to commune with nature, to pray, to do a lot of different things throughout your day. And I like that concept that you came up with, Sue, a long time ago.
Thank you, Bruce.
You know, Bob, the Bible says there will always be seed, time, and harvest. That's what we have. When we sow seed, there's a certain amount of time that goes by, and then the harvest comes. And Jesus said the fields are ripe unto harvest, but the laborers are few. So I believe that we're coming into a major harvest time now. And those of us who are the quote-unquote remnant, you know, especially those on Big Call Universe, will be the laborers that Jesus is referring to. And hopefully we'll just have a great time reaping that harvest. Sue, I like this teaching, and I love what Bob said about it. And what did you think of this teaching tonight?
Well, I love what both of you said. I remember the title was Strategy of Heaven. And what's interesting is for our class last night, the meditation was about clearing your mind as if you had no past.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had no past and you were letting go of everything that you had been conditioned to believe, you would literally be immersed in God's pure love. It would only be pure love, pure awareness, pure ability to focus and direct consciously where you want your attention to go. And so it's fun to hear Bob pulling out Jason Burchard like a long time ago. And that I heard about him. And what I really like is two things. It turns out that our ability to focus our attention, which is what he was doing, and to focus our attention and our identity. And this is what people are about to go through in a very amazing way. They're going to be reshaping their identity, and I'm going to talk about it in my segment, and helping recreate the experience and the identity and the attention around what would be the optimal experience that God and I could create for both myself, for the people that I love, and the community that I'm serving or the communities that I'm serving. And I can't wait to share some really cool data from our class to show you what's possible when you're really, really committed and intentional to learning to train your attention on what you want to experience, what you want to experience, what you can shape, and literally taking, using your self-efficacy. It turns out that your ability to direct your thinking, to direct your thought, your feeling, and be intentional with it is a learnable, trainable skill, which is what Jason was doing, which is what this person has been involved with for 35 years. And you can literally train yourself to be loving, to be kind, to be in wonder, to be noticing. And imagine what's going to happen when people aren't fighting over resources and they're coming together to form groups and people that are about what are we going to create that hasn't existed before that is going to allow everybody to flourish? What am I going to do when I'm waking up and I know I get to go and work with some people that I admire and I love and they're really smart and we know we groove together and we're creating something remarkable? Can you imagine? It's going to be like me in the garage with people listening to me, like listening with goldfish, which is what I get to do thanks to the big call. And I'll tell you all about it. But it's when you get a group of people and their attention and their intention is moving in that direction, you're in miracle territory. And when you free them without, you know, restriction to say, okay, what do you want to create? How do you want to play? What can you do? What do you love doing? Oh, my gosh, this world. It's not going to take that long. It really isn't going to take. These people that are saying, oh, it's going to be a long time for humanity. No. No. We are going to be the ones that are, and I've lived this, I live it today, that are going to be with people that you can't wait to be with them because you're creating amazing things, you're having wonderful conversations just like we do on the big call. And so that's the strategy of heaven, to awaken us to our creative capacities, our abilities to see the miraculous now, and especially on the big call, to just let this feeling land in your space and feel the wonder you would feel as if you were a kid and you were waking up and you're going to say, with that little spin cap on your head, I'm going to get to design a new future for myself. And yeah, yourself matters, for myself and for all the people that I want to walk outside and say, oh, there you are. I recognize you. And we're going to do it together.
That's right. It's good, Sue. Thank you for those comments. Sue, appreciate that and the teaching. And Bob, thank you for that. Really good. I thought this was a really good teaching tonight. We all had something to say about it. So, Sue, as we move into prayer and praise, let's see if anybody has any requests for us that we can pray for. And then we'll do that.
Well, we're going to continue to pray for Sherry and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a little pod prayer and Leanna and her husband and her family, and we're going to pray that anyone going through medical issues, financial issues, and we have one more, I realize, anybody going through any kind of difficulty are able to see and choose What would God be thinking about this situation? How would God be showing me who I am? How would Christ come up to me? And sometimes, not maybe, would he be stern in a way that's like firm, like, is this really, are you really going to hold on to this thinking? Or are you going to step into who you really are? That's what I mean by stern. Not chastising, but firm, and loving at the same time and say, look at who you really are. And so we see them surrounded with that love, with that firmness, with that mirror showing their true identity, and we see them healed, we see them blessed, we see them stepping into a new level of power and authority in Jesus' name. Let's see. We have Lacey Moore. I have a prayer request for both my mother and myself. My mother has dementia and is in a wheelchair in Washington. She lives in a care facility. Please pray that she can get into a med bun soon and can be healed. She cries on the phone, is depressed and lonely. I would love help in North Carolina, and ranchers have lost everything. Bobcats, and I do like deconstruction and cleanup. I grew up on a ranch and learned how to use equipment. I have 1 week to stay at a friend's house for now, only because she needs help, not because she wants to help me. So please pray we get our funds soon. So many people are in need, and I would like to help them as well. And why don't you do this one, Bruce, if you'd like, because I know sure. North Carolina is close to your heart.
Yes, it is. What was this guy's name that is staying with someone who needs his help?
Lacey Moore.
Lacey Moore?
Lacey, L-A-C-I. I shouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah, just Lacey.
Lacey Moore. Lacey, yep. Okay. Lord God, we just come to you tonight on behalf of Lacey Moore and the entire prayer request that was spoken that Sue gave. Lord God, we know that people that grew up on a farm and they did use heavy equipment and learn to use farm equipment are available sometimes and the most willing to help people that need that help. We just ask that this would be the case, that the help would be rendered to this person. And I got the impression that this person who's going to help is only available for a week for some reason. I don't know why exactly, but I know that you know the reason. So let's supply every need that is requested here, every single need, and let's provide shelter as needed, funds as needed, and everything that they need, food, everything, to be able to help this person. And then we pray also that we will bring help and that you will help provide help for all of Western North Carolina, that tip of Virginia, Georgia, a little bit of South Carolina upcountry, and, of course, Eastern Tennessee. Well, thank you for everything that needs to still happen in Western North Carolina et al., and thank you for listening and bringing fruition to this prayer request. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you, Bruce. The next piece is someone from the pod. This is for the friend that was in Arizona and was living in his car. So someone from the pod, that's Amy, sent, get your pen out. I don't remember your name, so please forgive me. Get your pen out. She sent a video and an address. Let me see if I got it here. It's www.coslore Cove, and that's spelled CoslorCove.com. It's an off-the-grid in northern Arizona community. And she thought that the gentleman who was living in his car might look it up and check it out because it's like they just allow you to go. Well, you'll have to go explore the website. So anybody that's looking for a place to stay, it's 1,200 acres. It's kind of off the grid. It's getting out of the matrix. It's a whole cool community. And I just want to thank Amy for sending it and being that innovative and wanting to help out. And so that's that one. And?
Sue, was the one who was living in his car, was that Northern Nevada? Wasn't that Northern Nevada?
I don't know. I don't store
that. That's what it was last week on Tuesday night.
Nevada, Arizona,
anyway.
It's all the same. Yeah, four corners kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Northern Nevada. Yeah.
But good for you for remembering it. Let me do prayers 8:27. Here we go. God, you are a beacon of light and hope. Please hear our prayer requests on this big call today for this RV blessing to come to fruition this last week in August so we can start our humanitarian projects. Also, that we may be great stewards with the funds we receive from the Redemption Center.
Yep.
Help us make good decisions with the funds that we will be blessed with so we can help pay our debts, family, friends, and anyone we meet that absolutely needs help, especially while we volunteer our time for the needy and fund the right projects and programs. As always, we're always also praying for all our leaders on the big call and are thankful and grateful for all they do. Bruce, Sue, Bob, GCK, Doug, Pastor Scott, and Larry. Also, for everyone working behind the scenes. We continue to pray for Pastor Scott for all his health issues and further recovery, also to hear his health update. We pray for all the leaders and the millions of listeners on this big call for any special needs they may be facing today, or their families, friends, or coworkers that you have requested prayers for verbally or silently. Please heal our physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and relational wounds. Help us, Heavenly Father, with new ideas for our regenerative projects. Help us be great regenerative thinkers. Thank you for picking that up, Jeannie. Learners and leaders with our regenerative projects. For everyone's prayer requests and everyone's expectations and plans for this RV, Dolly Parton, rests in peace, passed away at 80 years old. August 25, 2026, was an American songwriter. I'm not going to go into all of that. Parton's literacy program, Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, is also part of the Dollywood Foundation, et cetera. We're thankful for the med beds that are to be available hopefully very soon, hopefully August 2025 or early September 2026. Many of us would prefer med beds first. It's not happy people that are thankful, but thankful people who are happy. Please help us, Heavenly Father, to be more thankful, grateful, and appreciative for everything and everyone in our lives. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed weekend and stay safe. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. Yep, we are in August 2026 and getting ready to jump into September. And the bed beds are there and ready for us. And yes, we have to go into the Redemption Center first, and then we'll set our appointments for the med beds. It's just the way they've designed this thing for us. So that'll be coming very soon. And thank you, Jeannie, for all of that. I have answers to your questions that you bring up every time you send us a post. So thank you for that. Very good. Sue, I guess that takes care of that. Thank you for the prayer time. And let's see how your class went. last night, and second class will be tomorrow night.
That's right.
Tell us how it went. Give us a feel. Give us a feel for it, of how it went.
And thank you for expressing it that way. This is going to be an interesting segment because I've got some pretty hard data that was fascinating to hear about that came from the class.
Mm-hmm.
And this was our 253rd
class.
Yeah. And when you do the math on that, the classes often run, they're an hour and a half, 2 hours sometimes. I mean, getting people off the phone.
Yeah, forget it.
And we have a veterinarian from Norway that's been with us for 3 months. And Bob, can you imagine the dedication of somebody getting on the phone at 2 o'clock in the morning and staying until 5 o'clock in the morning? I mean that it's just like it blows you away to in his comments. So I just want to celebrate him. But I have an offer for everybody, but I want to put this out there because this was really, I asked some different questions. And here are the questions. Check this out. I said, I wanted to see their baseline. I said, when you look back 6 months, and I said, for the people that are new, meaning our Norway friend, 3 months, how would you rate your capacity, your identity, and your ability to embody your new identity as a sovereign founder, your ability, your sense of confidence about your ability to execute, your motivation, every nuance of what that means for your identity? So 6 months, looking back, 3 months. The answers were 8, 9, and 10% more capacity, which is incredibly high. Anybody that's done any kind of analysis. And this is anecdotal, so, you know, we're not getting it in writing. We're getting it over the phone. So it can just be instant. And the next question was, how much do you notice you examining yourself and letting go of the qualities, the habits, the conditions that aren't going to match your new identity, which requires reflection, which requires self-examination, and how compelled you are through this class to do that work? Again, 8, 9, and 10. To have people improving by, on a scale of 0 to 10, and to have that measurement exist over and stick over months of practice is really, really incredible. So I want to make it about the people that are applying themselves and learning based on, we're taking lots of different approaches, 17 actually, but we're training them on how to be pre-prepared before they have to be making a lot of decisions. And doing that is the basis for a kind of training called stress inoculation training. And that kind of training has been around since 1970 and is being used right now by the special forces because they want to train their people before they get into a difficult situation to have their mind up to speed, ready to go, capable of making the most effective decisions. So this is what these... this is what the pod does. We come together, they learn about strategy, they learn about renewing their identity, they get clear about redesigning their lives around concepts like flow and not overdoing it. And why is that important? Because I have kind of a transdisciplinary approach, but it turns out in decision science, you can only hold four, not the seven that they used to think, four important facts in your mind at once. And when you're overloaded and you've got the past running, you've got present demand, and you haven't pre-prepared, you get into what is called attention and ego depletion. So these are people, and I'm going to be inviting you, if you're listening to me, to take a step so you're not going to get fatigued when this happens and you're all of a sudden hit with so many decisions that your nervous system just can't even process it. It's much easier if you slowly step in, learn it, practice it. And that's what we do. That's what we do. That's what we've been doing for 253 classes. So I'm about to have Bob read something. We have many people, Bruce, who've been in every single one of our classes.
Mm-hmm.
For five years. We've been doing these classes for 5 years.
It's amazing.
This is a testimonial that will show you. And remember, these are people that are watching themselves continuously grow, 8, 9, and 10, and it sticks. It's sticking, and it's continuing to grow and stick.
Right.
And if, Bob,
right,
you would read the testimonial, that would be great. And it's thanks to you, Bruce. You get half of the credit for knowing how to get.
Thank you for half credit.
Yep. You get half the credit. And Bob for reading testimonials. Okay, here we go.
That's right. Bob gets credit too.
All right. I want 8%.
8%. Me too. I want 8% too. Per year interest.
All right. So here we go. This is. It says, Sue, I am so thankful for all your teaching for the past 4 years. I used to think I was ready for this RV years ago, but taking all your wonderful teachings, I now know that I am much more ready for the RV.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm exhausted waiting, for it is 14 years for me, but I also know that I needed this time to better prepare myself to follow Christ, to do what is needed with my missions.
Good.
So thank you for all you do, for all your time invested in us, teaching us, mentoring us, and making us better people. Love you. And then it has two initials, which I won't read. That's really good testimonial.
Isn't that
very good?
I know.
Yep.
You would like. She's an emergency helicopter flying nurse. So she's.
I know who that is.
She's very, very intense and it's so dedicated. I mean, I have my people that, like, I put out a class and it's not even 45 minutes later and boom, they're right there. So.
Yep.
Here's what I want to do, because I mean this from the center and the most expansive place in my heart. Preparation, and we did a class called The Preparation Gap, is so important. So here are two people, and everybody listening, listen to this, and you just try to concentrate on this, Bruce, and do your nice closing segment that you do so beautifully. There are going to be two people, two kinds of people. There are the people that are thinking, oh, I've got this, and they don't know the full scope of the multiple dimensions that they are going to be navigating. That's what I'm going to say. And then there are people that want to bring their authority and Christ's authority together. And they want to be able to more clearly and wisely select and reflect and have the time to make the best decisions. And it turns out that, you know, for the first time, actually having to make sovereign decisions, think about it. You're going to have all this money. You're going to be meeting new people that are going to be advising you. You're going to be putting together departments, people, you know, your offices, your people, your money, your house, your this, your that. That's a lot of cognitive load. That's a lot of decisions that you need to kind of feel comfortable with and reflect on. And it turns out that decisions need to be made when you're in a settled, reflective, all your mind space. And that's what these classes do for you. And you can, we're not going to have them available after this goes. I'm sorry, but we have to move on to our next journey. So we're going to make available one of our most loved classes, and it's called the Refuge Mandate. And it's about trust architecture for founders building in a world that has stopped assuming trust is possible. And it's based on our research. I mean, I've been doing this for 35 years. It's hard to believe. I don't even like saying it. Dates me. But it's based on 25 peer-reviewed sources, 7 disciplines, and 12 skills that take 5 minutes to learn. Because we've worked with people that are very busy, because we know some neuroscience and some attention science and a few other things, we know how to give you very targeted, simplified, elegant, really beautiful to read modules. But there are 2 modules that come with this course. And here's how you're going to use them. Try to imagine a world in transition, and you're going to be dealing with your family. That's one place trust skills are going to be needed. Your people that you're hiring, the people that you'll be interfacing with after you exchange. This teaches you how to trust yourself first, how to get comfortable when everything around you is changing. Your body, body and your mind and your spirit can get a little wobbly in those kinds of conditions if everything's happening and changing all at once. Do I need to tell you that that's precisely the conditions you'll be going into? So we designed it so you could have some quiet, so you could have some guidance. We're not telling you what to do. We're helping you move into this new identity where you're going to be making the choices aligned with your Christ self and the best for the future of the world. And that takes some sitting in contemplative learning, neuroscience. We just developed it so that you can find your own answers, and that'll build your skill to walk into a new world and a new life with that strongest version of you at the center. This is not productivity stuff. This is harnessing the best of your attention in Christ, ability to focus in, and the ability to focus out. Integrated sovereign leadership. So we call it the sovereign advantage. Because most people aren't teaching you. They're teaching you how to build things, be out there, do this, do that. We need people that are going to be more balanced. And I really celebrate you, Bruce, for paying attention to that, because there are going to be people that you could potentially see burning out because they're running, chasing, doing, on. That's kind of the old rhythm. But everybody's going to have their own rhythm. They're going to be tweaking it. I think we need people to have permission to learn more effectively than a system that kind of whipped them into go fast. So here's our offer. Refuge mandate, 3 classes, 2 modules, 2 meditations, $150 for 3 hours of training. That's $75 a class. And what it's going to do is it's literally going to be something you can hold on to, get your people to look at, and that are going to help you to design places where people will trust what you're building. Is there anything more important than that?
Mm.
How to build something that people will trust. And everybody needs to kind of look at what that's going to be. Because when everything's spinning around and changing, you've got to be the person that walks into the room and you're in so much integrity, so much, or you hire the people that can help you and scaffold you, and that you're doing it together. You're not giving them your power. You're sharing in that power. It's reciprocal. These are big words, what I'm throwing out for people that have the ears to hear. We're going to be in a big new place of reciprocal energy, sharing our gifts, saying, I like your idea.
Mm-hmm.
Go with me on this idea. How do we make this work together? Not one person dominating the other, not one being the audience to the other. Refuge mandate is going to be how you learn to get that fit. You can use it in your personal relationships. You can use it in your professional relationships. It is a master, here's your word, Bruce. It's a master class in the new trust architecture for the new era. Truly a master class. So send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put refuge. It is going to be your refuge. You cannot read this and not think and not go to peace and strength and clarity and go, okay, I feel safe. I'm gonna know the people. They're going to know me. I'm going to have the skill. That's our offer for tonight. Refuge mandate, building the new trust architecture.
All right, Sue. Thank you very much. And you want refuge in the subject line.
Please.
R-E-F-U-G-E, refuge.
Yep.
Okay. That's easy. We'll do that.
Thank you,
refuge.
Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. That should go really well, and I think a lot of people will take advantage of that, hopefully. And we'll talk about it in the end of my segment. So thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
We've got 2 sales going on still to the end of the month. It's only days away. What else is going on? And do you have any new testimonials that we might want to look forward to hearing?
Yeah. And we do have 2 sales. The first one is is all about collagen. And we have two products that help with collagen. One are actually peptides that when you consume them and mix them together in your body with the help of enzymes, that's what makes up the type of collagen that helps with your skin and your hair and your nails, type 1 and type 3 collagen. And we have that powder that people can get. That powder works really well together with a few other things, one of which is in the sale, and that's our pill form of collagen, which is kind of a play on words, because one of the things that pill does is stimulates your body to make type 2 collagen and also a compound called aggrecan. And when you mix those together with hyaluronic acid and some metabolic enzymes and minerals, you make cartilage. And so this is a product that helps people to regrow cartilage. They're having trouble with their knees, their back, etc. And almost everybody that I talk to, Bruce, over a certain age, has some kind of a problem with their cartilage wearing out.
Right.
And it's just so fortunate that we now have a product that can help with that. And so that sale is when you get your collagen bottle of pills, and you can get 40% off of the collagen peptide powder. You can get them both together for a really good price. And the other sale that we have going on is also a really great combo, which is our Myotrol product and getting a travel size of barley. So this is a really great way for somebody to get started with, I would have to say, these are the two most powerful products that you can buy anywhere that are not hallucinogenic. There are other things that can be very strong, but will cause you to have hallucinations. But Gladiator Barley and Myotrol are two inventions from two different genius scientists. And when you put them together, it's really hard to describe. But I will read a couple testimonials in regard to that. But that's a sale we have going on where you can save $15 and you get your Myotrol, add your travel size of barley, and you get a $15 discount off of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Here's a couple of testimonials. This lady wrote in, as a single 75 years young woman, soon to be 76, I want to thank Boomers for the great products the company is creating. I've been taking Gladiator Barley, Boomer Boost, and Myotrol for over a year, and I give credit to the Boomer products for assisting me in maintaining my strength, the ability to be active, and my independence. I am the woman that boxed up herself and moved from Indiana. I have a new home in California and have settled in, currently working on new projects and looking forward to the next, and then it cuts off. So it's a mystery looking forward to. She's doing well.
That's good.
Here's a guy sends in a picture of this little girl with her dog out in the woods, and the dog is bigger than she is. And this man writes in a 5-star review. I've had nothing but awesome success with your products. I had right knee surgery, and I had a remarkable recovery. And I cut down my rehab time with the nurse who came, did my assessment, and had me walk across the room to flat steps on the second week after my surgery. And Second, I have 3 compound fractures in my spine, but now I'm walking normal. Brewer Boots, Gladiator Barley, and Myotrol. Thanks to the big call, Bruce, Bob, and Sue.
Yep. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Those are our 2 testimonials. And it is now 3 minutes after 10.
Okay.
And that's what we got.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. That's wonderful. And those testimonials just always bring me joy because I think of what a difference the Boomers products are making in these people's lives. And I agree with 75 years young, soon to be 76, and everything. You know, it's amazing how well Boomer Boost and Barley work together synergistically, and then you add Myotrol, and you've really got a dynamic trio of products that work so well together. And the testimonials have been fantastic. Now, to check out the 2 sales that we have going through the end of the month, which would be, what, Monday is the last day of August, what you want to do is go to BigCallUniverse.com. That's my site. And you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link into Bob's website. So you get into the site, and you can go ahead and look at the product, a menu, and the on-sale tab, and pull down and see the 2 sales and how they work. And go ahead and go through a number of your products and see what it is that you want to get. I mean, Boomer Boost and Barley, to me, is an absolute. Obviously, premium probiotics, yes, that's great. Obviously, Myotrol, and then, of course, if you like any of the other supplements, you can get those. I love the D3. I love Good Night Formula. Take it every night. And, I don't have to count chipmunks or sheep or anything at night. I just take the... take the Good Night Formula, and it works so well. What you want to do is put an order together like 98.875% of the people do online. And if you have a question or something you need an answer to, you need some help with, there is a support line. Customer support is on 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. Fortunately, we're still in that. And then you can get all the help that you need if you need any support. So that takes care of that. Bob, I appreciate that. I love the testimonials. And the product combinations are really, really doing wonderfully. So... in fact, they remind me that I need to take advantage of this sale tomorrow and go ahead and get up with Stephanie and put an order together tomorrow for it. So, thank you, Bob. Appreciate that very much. Well, let's see. It's my turn. It's Intel time. This is short and sweet, but I think it's going to take us right to the point that we need. This will help answer the question that Jeannie had in her post tonight, because she always prompts me on where we are and whether we're going to be going this month or whatever. So I appreciate that too, Jeannie. We heard, obviously, I told you guys a lot of times, I'll get something after the call. And that happened last Tuesday night at around 11. After the call. Remember, I'm on Central Time. And so I get a call, and it ends up, this person says, it looks like a weekend kickoff, and we should be exchanging very early next week. I thought, oh, great. I wish I'd had that on Tuesday night, but I didn't. but I have it now, Thursday night. The other piece, there are two other pieces that came in. One was from somebody who works directly with the redemption centers all across the country. And she said, this weekend should be the kickoff of everything. And we should have a wonderful week next week. I thought, okay, that's good. That's given us some perspective. And then the last piece of information came in this afternoon, and it said, you know, guys, you've heard the expression, this is all just part of the movie. Remember that? It kind of bugs me to hear that. This is all just part of the movie. All of this stuff, all that noise out there, everything that you're seeing online and all this stuff, it's all just part of the movie. I thought, well, okay, I've had my popcorn out for quite a while. Well, this piece of information I thought was really important. It said, the movie ends this weekend. The movie ends this weekend. Next week should be a glorious week for all of us. Now, what that tells me is there's a slight chance to get notified over the weekend. But because you know how close we are to September, or Monday is August 31st, Tuesday is September 1st, I look at that and I go, could we get notified literally on the last day of August, having made it through the weekend? And that would be what? That would be Monday, would be the 31st. So do we get notified over the weekend, or do we get notified Monday and begin setting our appointments to exchange on Tuesday? Tuesday, the 1st of September. It's looking good either way. Either the weekend brings it in for us, or the very first day of September for exchanges. August 31st, we could get notified on the last day, on Monday, and begin exchanges Tuesday. It looks like that might be the timing. But it looks like it could kick off this weekend. The end of the movie is this weekend. And then everything happens probably early next week for us. And I'll take it. Believe me, at this point, that sounds great. That sounds really good. And you know as well as I do, when we get very close to the end of the month and the 1st of September is right around the corner, so would they start us exchanging before the 1st of September? I don't know. But that is what we're looking at right now. Obviously, I'll get more information between now and Tuesday, and hopefully we get our numbers, and Tuesday would be possibly a celebration call. And it might even be recorded, not even a live call. We'll have to see. You got to see, a lot can happen in 5 days. And that's what we've got between now and Tuesday night. So I'm going to say that's not a lot of intel. I'm going to say I told you guys Tuesday we had 9 currencies on the screen solid with rates, but we haven't been able to track that since Tuesday to know if we have more currencies on the screens. Do we have solid rates? There's a lot of stuff, but they're just not able to discuss it with us. You know, it's amazing we get what we get, I guess, because, you know, there's a lot happening behind the scenes. The money has moved into place. We think everything is ready for us. And I know in Iraq, for example, who do you think's printing the money for the Iraqi dinar? Who do you think printed it? Who do you think's printing the lower denominations for Iraq? That's right, we are. Our treasury is printing that for them. And we sent 2 plane loads of of lower denomination Iraqi currency over. One was last Monday and one was last Tuesday. So they've got it in the ATMs, we believe. We've got it in the shop owners' stores, groceries, whatever else they have. They're using lower denoms. And I think Iraq is rocking and rolling, ready to go. I don't think there's anything there that's holding us up, finally. But, you know, we've held up Iraq. They've held us up. It's been a cat and mouse game back and forth, really. But let's just believe that we do have a green light coming on from Department of Defense, which is over. Our military is over the release of all of this, in conjunction with our Treasury, of course. And then it goes from DOD to Treasury to Wells Fargo to us in terms of those 800 numbers and the setting of our appointments. So that is where we stand. That's our brief little timeline. And that sounds like we can all love that idea of getting started at the very end of this month, Monday or Tuesday, the 1st of September. Can't believe we're already there, huh? We're already almost to September. Does it feel like fall where you are yet? We only had a high of 93 today. Ooh, it's cooling off a little bit. So let's just believe for some cooler weather and a little bit of rain where it's needed. Now, in the meantime, which is where we are now, Sue has a wonderful offering tonight on a two-class course that is about an hour and a half or so each class. It's $150 for the both classes, and it's known as Refuge Mandate, and you can just put refuge in the subject line. Send it off to Sue using her email, integratedminds@hushmail.com, integrated, minds is minds, @hushmail.com.
And can I just add, it's for building trust in a world that will be transitioning through a lot of distrust. That's the whole point.
That's good. Yeah. I like the way you worded that. That's good. Yeah, building trust in a world that is essentially working through a lot of distrust.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do that. Okay, Sue, thank you. So
you're
that's
welcome.
Really
you.
The, what you want to do. You want to go ahead and get that. And then remember, once we get numbers, there are no more classes that will go out. That's it. We're moving to the next stage, to our next step in our lives, in our projects, and everything else. So go ahead and get these. Take advantage of these while Sue has them available right now. All right, and put, you know, if you have PayPal, great. If you don't, she'll invoice you differently. And just make sure you put your name and your phone number in the email so she, in case she needs to send you a text, she will. She probably won't. She'll probably just do it all by email, and you'll be able to get that email. Once you send one in, look for one to come back, and then pay attention to your emails so that you don't get dropped out, that she will go ahead and realize that you're going to pay for it and how you're going to pay for it, and then watch for it to come in as an audio download that you click on for both classes. All right? So Refuge, R-E-F-U-G-E, in the subject line. All right? Now, or Refuge 150, $150. All right. Thank you, Sue. I think that's where we're going to thank everybody tonight. We don't have much intel, but we don't need much at this point. I gave you guys all that information about the med beds, the hospitals, the letters that went out to the hospital administrators, the 11-page letters that went out a week ago Monday, or was it last Monday? No, it was a week ago tomorrow. It was Friday they went out to the administrators. So that's really interesting. That was a major, major thing. And we could get some disclosure right away. We don't know exactly when. That keeps changing. As we get pushed back, it changes also. So beware of that possibility. I don't think you have to worry too much about things, but if you are somewhat of a prepper or you feel like you need to store some food and water and that kind of thing, I don't see us having a problem, but, you know, we will have disclosure with television, internet, and phone service, cell phone service. So beware of that. Don't know how long it's going to go, how many hours a day, how many weeks it'll go, or whatever. But it's going to be pretty interesting, I think. So we have to pace ourselves through that. Okay? So get in touch with Sue. Take care of that. Go on bigcalluniverse.com and click on Bob's banner at the top for Boomers. Get in there. Get a sale together. Get an order together from the sale like I'm going to do tomorrow. And let's go ahead and be in the best possible health we can be in, awaiting the arrival of the emails with the 800 numbers. Make sure that you've put your email to our website, that you've signed up using your email and registered essentially on bigcalluniverse.com. And then we'll get an email out to everybody with the toll-free numbers. And hopefully we have one for Canada as well as for the U.S., so that, you know, if you're in Canada, you use a Canadian number. And if you're in the States, you use the American number. Also, well, let's just take it from there and say we look forward to receiving this information and for the movie being over this weekend. I hope so. So let's just hang in there and be positive about it. Let's thank Sue and Bob for their beautiful involvement as hosts on the Big Call. Thank you for, GCK and Doug and Jeannie and Pastor Scott and everybody in Big Call Universe and everybody behind the scenes that's helping to provide important intel and information to us. So thank you guys for that. Let's go ahead and pray the call out. And then we'll say goodnight. Lord God, we just thank you for everything that you've done to provide for us financially, spiritually, in every way. Thank you for bringing this blessing home. And thank you for a new start. A new start for every one of us as a result. Give us a good night's sleep tonight and a great weekend. And help us to receive these emails either Monday or Tuesday, the 1st of September. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you Tuesday night, which hopefully will be a celebration call.